Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
A woman's right to choose is being eroded across this country. And as a man, I've been paying very close, half attention to this issue for several weeks.
Thousands of people are standing up for a woman's right to choose.
After nearly 50 years, the nation's highest court overturns Roe versus Wade, taking away the constitutional right to an abortion.
It's insane that we're going all the way back to the way things were in 1970.
It's a war on women. That's what it is.
To investigate more into women's reproductive rights, I went to the obvious choice, a man. Meet Dr. Gurarin, who trained in family medicine and obstetrics.
Let's talk about some of these anti-abortion laws that are popping up. I mean, right now, women that want to have an abortion have to leave the state like it's Ted Cruz during an emergency.
It seems that we either punish, criticize, and judge just the women. Mm-hmm. And that is an issue, because men actually were part of that reproductive process. It takes two to tango, and the men seem to be absent in this whole discussion.
You're right.
Absolutely.
And we can protest, and we can vote, and we can
get a vasectomy.
And what did you just say?
Get a vasectomy.
Oh, okay, slow down. Isn't that a bit 0 to 100? Can we maybe tickle the balls before we slice them off?
We don't slice testicles off. Listen, Michael.
Yes.
For decades, women have carried the burden of contraception.
Yeah.
Men in general have assumed that reproductive decisions fall on the shoulders of women. Mm. So getting more vasectomies actually is going to show that we care, that we want to participate. That's not all, but that's a very good first step.
Cutting off the balls is a good first step.
Do you understand what a vasectomy is?
Yeah, it's when you remove the vasect in me.
You actually interrupt a tiny little tube called the vas deferens.
The vas deferens, you interrupt that. I know, but continue, please.
Well, the vas deferens is a small structure that comes out of the testicle.
Out of the testicle. That's where the vas deferens are, the testicles. Please
continue. And transports the sperm.
Sperm.
And put it into the semen.
Yeah.
So that it comes out.
Right.
Through the penis.
Right.
And then you can get somebody pregnant.
Penis. Do you have to wear one of those cones? That's what my dog has to do.
No, you don't.
If I get a vasectomy, how high will my voice go after that?
It will not.
I won't be Dr. G did my vasectomy.
No. Listen, Michael, it is responsible to do something like that because you are being part of the reproductive decisions.
And Dr. G wasn't alone in his beliefs of neutering men to make the world a better place.
About 500,000 vasectomies are performed in the United States every year. Doctors say that number may be increasing in Texas following the passage of the state's Heartbeat Act.
That's right. So far, there's been a 15% surge of vasectomies motivated by the state law.
Have you ever had a vasectomy?
Yes, I did my own vasectomy.
You did it?
I did it.
Was it like a moment of extreme horniness and you had to do it right then and there?
Listen, the point here is not I did my vasectomy. The point is...
No, that is the point. Are there any other medical procedures you've performed on yourself, crazy doctor?
Point is, it is so simple that if the surgeon decides to do it and is able to do it, then other men should have no problem getting that procedure done.
Okay, what about just the pull-out method? The pull-out method doesn't work?
It doesn't.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Maybe Dr. G was onto something, but I wanted to hear from a regular old Joe who wasn't a doctor, a completely normal American who was willing to get his scrotum touched and let me watch.
Why are you getting a vasectomy?
I'm getting one because my wife has already went through, childbirth and all of those different hormone changes, so I just figured that a vasectomy was something that I could do to help take some of that burden off of her.
I have a kid. She's cute, 2 years old. There are good days, right? Those are nice, those good days. And there are bad days. Yesterday, she wouldn't eat. So I made her some oatmeal, and she keeps taking the spoon and throwing the spoon, and I would say, no throw, and then she'd say, no throw, and then I would pick up the spoon and give it back to her, and then she would throw it. And then I'm like, okay, so you're not gonna eat. So then I try to put pants on her, but she won't put her pants on. If anything, she ripped off her diaper, and it's filled with all this like gross urine and poo. And then she throws the diaper up, and now the dog is eating the diaper filled with poo. And I'm going, do I love my kid? I think I love my kid. You know, I tell her I love her all the time, but she never says anything back. If anything, she just takes, you know? Here I am making all this money, and she just is throwing her diapers and throwing the oatmeal in it. It's f***ing hard being a parent, man. Maybe I should get a vasectomy.
You should look into it.
You're a cool guy. I think it's cool you're doing this, and if people at home, you know, aren't sure if Travis is a cool dude, his sunglasses are on his head.
Yeah.
For an indoor interview.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, that communicates you're a bad mother.
Definitely.
I look forward to seeing your scrotal sack and the left and right vas deferens.
I'm sure Travis had some great memories with his uncut vas deferens, but now it was time to say goodbye. These nuts, the pipes, they jizz no more. Snip, snip, hooray, enjoy the carefree sex. If change your mind, it's totally reversible. Sleepless nights, you'll still have them, but it won't be from unwanted children.
We're done.
What?
We're done.
You're done? I haven't even gotten to my other verse. I mean, that's fast. All right.
No more Travis seeds to impregnate women. That's a hero. And while getting a vasectomy is not a solution in helping women with their reproductive rights, it is a snip in the right direction.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.